Macon County has followed the lead of Swain and Jackson counties in closing lodging accommodations to stop the spread of COVID-19. BPR talked with one of the biggest employers in Macon County about the decision. The town of Highlands is known as a luxury vacation spot. The population more than doubles during the summer months when residents with second homes in the region come into town. That's why the town's new restrictions that any out-of-towners must quarantine for 14 days upon arrival are such a big deal. Highlands Mayor Patrick Taylor explains.
One of our concerns, and we've noticed this within our downtown and everything, some people think they're on a holiday here in businesses as usual, and that's not the case.
Taylor says they're advising people not to come to the town, and Highlands police are stationed at checkpoints to let visitors know about the new restrictions.
Yeah, I just went through one. Just pulled through Highlands Falls Country Club on 64.
That's Richard Delaney, president of Old Edwards Inn and Spa. The company has 6 lodging locations in Highlands, along with a golf course, restaurants, and a wine garden, making it one of the biggest employers in the county with about 450 employees. Old Edwards announced it would be closing its doors on March 17th.
We just felt the way things were going, the way the governor's decisions, the way other states and businesses had made decisions, it was leading towards a shutdown anyway. We decided it was prudent to close the doors as soon as we could.
Delaney says they are keeping employees on the payroll and have committed to continue paying them for the foreseeable future.
Depending how bad this is, if we reopen, I think there's going to be a huge push for business up here, and we'll make the best of it.
Delaney's glad that the business is big enough to absorb this loss. Some smaller businesses in Highlands might not be as lucky. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.